From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama traveled to Dover, Delaware overnight to witness the return of 18 Americans who were killed this week in Afghanistan. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama stood at attention as the bodies of 15 soldiers and three drug enforcement agents were carried one by one from the belly of a cargo plane. The commander-in-chief saluted as each flag-draped case was loaded into a white van for the slow and dignified drive to the nearby Air Force mortuary.
Present! Present!
October has been the deadliest month for U.S. forces in Afghanistan since the war began 8 years ago. Mr. Obama met privately with some of the families of the fallen in a chapel on the Air Force base. Tomorrow, he's due to meet with his military commanders as he continues to fashion a new strategy for the war and considers a possible troop increase. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.
Leaders in the House of Representatives are expected to unveil their long-awaited health care overhaul bill today. NPR's Julie Rovner has this report.
A last-minute glitch could still delay things, but what's one more day when the bill's already almost 3 months overdue? The measure represents the combined efforts of three House committees, each of which completed work on their versions prior to Congress's summer break. Since then, leaders have mostly struggled to figure out how to devise a bill that can win the 218 votes needed to pass with only Democrats, since Republicans have basically been united in opposition. It appears at this point the bill will include a government-run insurance plan as one option some people could choose, the so-called public option. But it probably won't be the more Medicare-like option liberals prefer, but rather a plan where the government will negotiate payment rates with providers that's more palatable to the party's moderates. Julie Rovner, NPR News, The Capitol.
The government is set to release figures on gross domestic product this morning. That is the broadest measure of economic activity there is. And many economists predict the numbers will show the country pulled out of recession last quarter. Jeff Rosen, who's an economist with Briefing.com, says the report may help consumers gain confidence.
What will be interesting to see is if consumers take this as a sign that jobs are going to be coming back and businesses start believing that consumers are going to start coming back and production continues to ramp up through the end of next year.
Yesterday, a report on consumer confidence was negative, and another report showed a decline in new home sales in September. The Philadelphia Phillies jumped out front in the first game of the World Series last night. They rolled over the New York Yankees 6-1. Game two is tonight at Yankee Stadium, where last night's game was played. Pedro Martinez will start pitching for the Phillies, and A.J. Burnett will start for the Yankees. From Washington, this is NPR News. Astronomers say they have discovered the most distant object anyone has ever seen in our universe. It's an exploding star. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
When the universe was only about 600 million years old, a giant star collapsed on itself and turned into a black hole. That created a spectacular explosion, which in turn produced huge jets of radiation, gamma rays. They've been traversing the universe ever since for 13 billion years. Finally, on April 23rd, they arrived at Earth. NASA's SWIFT satellite picked up the flash, and two teams of scientists in Europe figured out that the star that exploded was the most distant object anyone has ever seen to date. They report their discovery in Nature magazine. It's not only a thrill for the astronomers, but it's a rare glimpse at what our universe looked like when it was only 5% of its current age. Richard Harris, NPR News.
Today in Peoria, Illinois, a federal judge is expected to decide whether to imprison or set free an admitted Al-Qaeda member. 44-year-old Ali Al-Mari is a native of Qatar who has admitted receiving training in Al-Qaeda camps, and he's admitted to having contact with people involved in the 9/11 attacks. He's pleaded guilty to conspiring to provide support to a foreign terrorist organization, and he could be sentenced to up to 15 years in prison today. He's already spent more than 5 years in detention without being charged. And the FBI says the leader of a radical Sunni Islam group in Michigan was shot and killed in a shootout with agents near Detroit yesterday. Prosecutors say the FBI was trying to arrest Luqman Amin Abdullah. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.